Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2332, 6 Ways to Be Brave and True When Shyness Shuts You Down by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, here every single day of the year for you. Just hit the subscribe or follow button wherever you get your audio to get new episodes every day. Now let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. 6 Ways to Be Brave and True When Shyness Shuts You Down by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. Do you have a shy side? We often view shyness as either sweet or debilitating, but feeling shy results in the sense that you cannot show up fully in your own life, brave and true. During this pandemic, many of us are even more aware of what truly matters to us: a healthy community, climate concerns, racial justice, women's rights, childcare, and so much more call to us daily. The need to be present and fully connecting with others in new ways has never been more important. Many of my clients describe themselves as shy, especially those who also identify as anxious or worried. By definition, shy means easily frightened, timid, disposed to avoid a person or thing, and hesitant in committing oneself. When you have fears and worries, shyness can feel protective. Unfortunately, you may really want others to acknowledge you and your important ideas, but to step up and speak your truth feels way too dangerous. You may clam up when controversy arises, give in even when you disagree, and hide rather than shine. How can you be brave and true to yourself if the shy parts of you refuse to allow you to speak or be seen? Although I loved attention as a little girl and had a flair for the dramatic, I also had a shy side. As a baby of the family, I learned to fear some of the attention I received, knowing that at any moment I could be embarrassed or shamed. Junior high was especially difficult for my shy parts, as some teachers and others noticed that it took very little to make me blush profusely. They thought it was hilarious. I was miserable. And although I made brave attempts to calm, my lobster face signaled to all that I had lost the battle. At that point, it made no difference if my words were important. No one was listening to me. Well, let's face it. Living in fear and timidity is painful. Shyness that leads to avoiding others and skirting commitments is disempowering. So how can you show up in your life brave and true even if you are shy? Those who are shy have so much to share that is often kept hidden away, such a loss. Well, before you give up, here are 6 ways to go from shy to shining without freaking yourself out and winding up hiding in a corner. Practice 1 or all 6. Approach these ideas with humor and playfulness, noticing how you feel as you move through them. Do not cop out on yourself. It's easy when you're shy to avoid even yourself. Consider asking a friend who cares about you or even another shy buddy to work with you. This way you can challenge and encourage one another to be brave and true. Number 1, spend 5 to 10 minutes each day, or at least often, acknowledging the qualities about yourself you most prize. Are you well-read, crafty, or artistic? Are you a good friend, or do you appreciate humor? Do you work hard? The list is endless. Actually make this list in writing. Review and add to it often. Do not question or second guess what you write down. If it is true for a part of you, it is true for you. Number 2, practice being seen in the mirror or in front of people who love you while you calm your body, thoughts, and words. Remember the positive qualities you previously listed as you do this, and do not push beyond your level of comfort. If you catch yourself criticizing yourself, take a breath and imagine you are talking with a friend. What would you say to this friend right now. Number three, imagine something that you would like to share. And picture yourself sharing it and notice how your shy parts feel about that. If your shyness says, absolutely not, see if you can modify your plan until you and your shyness agree on sharing. Do not give up. Number four, state that you feel shy before you speak up in front of others. While you may imagine that this shows weakness, it in fact does exactly the opposite. You'll be surprised by how many resonate with your feelings and are happy to encourage you. Remember Brené Brown's words, quote, "Vulnerability is not weakness, is our greatest measure of courage," end quote. Number five, get some perspective on the role of shyness and how it has impacted your brave and true life. Answer these questions. If I wasn't so shy, I would have blank in my past. If I was not shy, I would blank in my future. Number six, use the tech tools we've learned to embrace during the pandemic to help you. Social media like Instagram, email newsletters, or Marco Polo chats allow you to experiment with expressing yourself through short messages, writing, and even shared art. Dig deep and see what happens when you present what you love directly without shyness. As you work through this process, do not be surprised to discover that you have specific memories of shame or embarrassment that need your loving attention before you can allow yourself to be seen or heard comfortably. And that's all right. This is a great opportunity for you to do some writing or talking with a loved one or therapist about your difficult experience. Remember, there is more to you than just the shy part. Ultimately, you and your shy nature can create a relationship. You'll notice when it is genuinely helpful and when you instead prefer to be seen and known. In this way, you gain confidence and a fuller sense of self. Soon you'll be showing up in your life brave and true. You just listened to the post titled "Six Ways to Be Brave and True When Shyness Shuts You Down" by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Ingrid. Great tips here. This one definitely applies to me as a self-identified shy person, but tips here for everyone, even the most outgoing. One other good resource would be Tuesday's episode. That was 2328, talking about faking it till you make it. I think that one had some good tips to try as well, so you can check that out for more if you didn't catch that one. Again, that's episode 2328. But that will do it for today here. Have a great rest of your day and weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.